This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington. A new study shows 38 million Americans are renting apartments and homes. In Dallas, the home ownership rate is significantly below the national average. But what are renters looking for? It's no surprise that people look for an affordable monthly rent when they're shopping for a place to live. The new survey comes from the National Multifamily Housing Council, an industry group based in Washington, D.C. The results show renters are also looking for walkability, good cell service, Wi-Fi connectivity, and
managers are putting in community dog parks, and in urban environments, they're putting them on the roof. They're putting in community pet washing stations.
That's Rick Hoey, Vice President for Industry Technology Initiatives at the Council. It surveyed nearly 120,000 renters nationwide, and he says a third of them own a pet. In North Texas, they're also shopping for a few Texas-specific amenities.
They also wanted to be able to take advantage of living in Texas, so 86% wanted that community pool, which ranks higher than the national average. And, you know, maybe you have a reputation for being a little car-centric, so on-site parking was desired by 94% of the residents.
Okay, pools, parking, and pet washing stations. Where does that leave affordability? Eric Nicholson has reported on rental prices for the Dallas Observer.
When you actually look at the numbers, when you look at the sort of median rent in Dallas, it's right at about $725 per month.
Nicholson says you might have to shop around a little to find that $725 studio.
For the most part, the places you expect to be priced out of, like uptown, downtown, you're not going to find many or any $725 per month apartments. I mean, there's no affordable apartments in Preston Hollow, for example, but right there along Central Expressway, there are several apartment complexes that are pretty affordable.
Raquel Cunningham, a marketing professional in her 20s, lives in the massive Village apartment complex just east of Central Expressway. She says she moves around a lot.
Honestly, I haven't stayed anywhere longer than 2 years.
Cunningham says her top two priorities in an apartment are location and price, but she has a list of other amenities too.
I would love wood floors or stainless appliances or newer appliances. If they have a fitness center, but mainly location, like I want to feel safe.
The National Council's Rick Hoey says it's not just millennials like Cunningham driving these trends.
We're seeing a lot of it among the millennial generation, but we're also seeing baby boomers deciding to move and rent prior to doing full retirement.
And the population of renters is only expected to grow.
We see 1.6 million more renters today than 5 years ago. Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies projects renter households could grow by up to 4 million in the next decade.
The Harvard Center is also predicting a coming crisis. As more people become renters and rents continue to go up, they'll have to spend more of their income to pay that housing bill. Jeff Whittington, KERA News.